It's gay time.
Trio time. We have the Ranchman Trio, a very nice arrangement of Grieving My Heart Out for You.
I'm wondering night and day, wondering where you wander to. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you. My mind's so weary, I'm so sad. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you, feeling so lonely, feeling so blue. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you, since you've been gone, dear, I don't know what to do. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you. That's for you, Janet. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you. The Lord only knows all the trouble I've been through. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you. Feeling so lonely, feeling so blue. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you. Since you've been gone, dear, I don't know what to do. Sitting here grieving my heart out for you.
Sirree, that's real singing by the Ranchman Trio. Now we'd like to introduce to the first time, for the first time, in Constitution Hall, a man that we've been waiting to bring you. We think he's one of the best. He's America's great blind minstrel, Pete Castle, and he's singing too many parties and too many travels.
Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, and her lips are red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Her mother was a saint. I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting partners, cigarettes, and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought it into our homes. While girls beat time with lipstick to the shriek of saxophones, we opened up the underworld of those we love so well. Think it over, gentlemen. Shall we send her to a cell? If she drinks, it was you who taught her. And if she smokes, you showed her how. If she's just what you have made her, is it right to knock her now? And when you're in that jury room, remember there and then that for every fallen woman, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render verdict on whatever she has done, remember, there's a man to blame. That man may be your son. I plead with you for mercy. My testimony stands. For this girl, gentlemen, this girl is my own daughter. And her case is in your hands.
Time for the Wheeler Brothers, Buddy and Joe. On my left is Joe and my little brother Buddy on this side. And a mighty pretty arrangement of Pretty Flower.
Pretty
for my only love. Place them o'er the grave where she lay sleeping. Offered up a prayer to God above. As I stooped to kiss those pretty flowers, my teardrops all their beauty seemed to flood. Pretty flowers for my pretty baby. Pretty flowers for my only love. Each evening in the beauty of the sunset, when darkness seems to threaten all the land, you'll see me walking over near the graveyard with a bunch of flowers in my hand. The flowers I have are for my pretty baby, sleeping over there beneath the clay. Oh, how my baby loves those pretty flowers. With broken heart I lay them o'er her grave. Pretty flowers for my pretty baby. Pretty flowers for my only love. Place them o'er the grave where she lay sleeping. Offered up a prayer to God above. As I stood to kiss those pretty flowers, my teardrops all their beauty seemed to flood. Pretty flowers for my pretty baby. Pretty flowers for my only love.
All right, thank you so much. You know, folks, tonight we're dedicating our first Gay Time broadcast to the America Cancer Society's current drive. You know, I'm not much of a hand at figures, numbers that is, but the other day when I was looking over a bunch of figures at the Cancer Society, I came upon one figure that startled me. Think of this. Over 188,000 Americans, men, women, and children, die of cancer each year. Well, it's time for some fiddling again. Here's Chubby Wise and his famous fiddling, and this time it's Cacklin' Hen. Guest that the ranchman is presenting tonight, that the ranchmen are presenting. He's a local boy. We call him he sounds sort of between Hoagy Carmichael and Nat King Cole. See if you don't think so. And Vic Johnson. And it's a broken promise means a broken heart.
Now you promise you love me right from the very start. A broken promise means a broken heart. Well, I didn't think you would ever break my heart. A broken promise means a broken heart. You went away and I don't know where or why. All I can do now is hang my head and cry. All of such as ours will never let us part. For a broken promise means a broken heart. You think love's a game that you just play a part. Now a broken promise means a broken heart. And someday you'll find that you didn't play it smart. A broken promise means a broken heart. I went away and I don't know why. All I can do now is hang my head and cry. Oh, come back, my dear. Let's make a brand new start. For a broken promise means a broken heart. Thank you.
Nice hand for Vic Johnson. We have some other visitors here, as you can plainly see. Two charming young girls from over in Gaithersburg, Maryland. We call them the Darnell sisters. Fact is, that's their name. Their tune, Farther Along.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be.
Now, another local boy. We think he does a mighty fine job. His name is Frank Robinson. Frank is going to sing Teardrops in My Heart.
You'll never know I cried when I found out you lied. So I'll keep riding, hiding teardrops in my heart. A cowboy can't reveal a broken heart until he's someplace all alone, unknown, to play the part. Though I'm pretending that I don't care to be with you, my darling, my prayer. But way down deep inside, I can't give up my pride. So I'll keep riding, hiding teardrops in my heart.
Bring this big fella over here in the middle out. He's a boy that we're mighty proud to have as head man in our radio ranch band. In fact, he's musical director for Gay Time. I got to sort of stop here and brag about him a little bit because he comes from down in the same neck of the woods that I come from, North Carolina. He's known as the Carolina Woodchop, and he's Clyde Moody. Yes, sir. Clyde came up from the Grand Ole Opry and joined us not too long ago, and we've been traveling around with him quite a bit since he came here. He's met thousands and made thousands of friends. I think you're going to like his work here in Washington. Let's listen to him sing The Beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Only you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Yeah. dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night at the Tennessee Waltz. Oh, you know how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee.
Thank you, Clyde Moody. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, tonight while the boys were coming out here, I was standing in the wings. Someone made a mighty fine suggestion. I'd like to pass it on to you. Why not get up a little card party and write Aunt Tilly and Cousin Sadie and all the girls in the neighborhood and charge a dollar admission to come, or any other kind of party for that matter. If you got 8 or 10 folks to come, you'd have $8 or $10 you could send to the American Cancer Society. You can send gifts to the American Cancer Society, gifts of money, by just writing Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, Washington, D.C. The Post Office Department knows where to deliver it. Don't forget that, Cancer, Washington, D.C. It's all you need to put on the envelope, plus a 3-cent stamp, of course, and the Society's 3-point program of education, research, and clinical service will be assured. That's Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, Washington, D.C. You know, tonight we're dedicating the first Gay Time program to the American Cancer Society's drive to raise funds. It's a drive that deserves your and mine. And sort of tell you that you're listening to Gay Time from Washington, D.C., the world-famous Constitution Hall. This program is coming your way on station WWDC-FM in Washington, D.C. Now we run into part two, and I'd like for you to meet some real old-time hillbillies from the great state or great county of Fauquier down in Virginia. They're called the Free State Ramblers. Yes, sir, the Free State Ramblers. The Free State Ramblers from the great state of Fauquier in Virginia. They're leading off here with a number that they call Ricketts Hornpipe. Thank you. Three State Ramblers, they'll all be back. Everybody that's coming up here will come back again. We're just sort of going to go around one time and get warmed up. We're just sort of getting limbered up here first. Now, I'd like to have you meet two mighty fine boys from down near Fredericksburg, Virginia. Call them near Fredericksburg or in Fredericksburg. They're the Blue Melody Boys. Yes, sir, the Blue Melody Boys, and they're leading off with Mother's Only Sleeping. Let's listen to another song. They're called the Blue Melody Boys, you know. Harold Dent and Harold Barham. This song, mighty pretty, I believe I'm entitled to you.
heaven, that was you. Through the years I prepared, feeling sure that you cared, I believe I'm entitled to you. Yeah, with you on my mind, in my heart I'm inclined to believe I'm entitled.
All right, the Blue Melody Boys, and they'll be back in a few moments. Right now, it's time to change the tempo a little bit. We've been singing some tearjerkers, and we've been playing some tearjerkers. Now, let's all settle back for a few laughs, because the next guy that we're going to introduce you to, I think you're going to laugh at. Millions of Americans from coast to coast laugh at him regularly. They laugh at him on the Prince Albert Show on the Grand Ole Opry. You're going to laugh tonight because I'm going to bring out here right now from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, old Leather Britches, Grandpa Jones. Where is he? Let's go, let's do it.
The best audience ever I played to up here.
That's right, Grandpa.
I just can't hardly wait every time I get to come up this way. Y'all sure are fine. That's the reason I sort of dressed up tonight. I wanted to be sure to look the best I could. I wore a pair of the best breeches I've got, and want y'all to notice them. There's good stuff in there, I'll tell you. I tell you, them britches has been good ones, eh? They've stuck to me through thick and thin, I'll tell you. And I'm not gonna let them down now, I'll tell you that. I ordered them out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog. We order a lot of stuff out of the catalog. We keep a Sears and Roebuck catalog in the house all the time. Well, not exactly in the house, but we keep one. I wanted to play a little tune for you tonight that one of my uncles taught me a long time ago. Called Son, Get Up and Light the Lamp. I think I knocked one of your ma's eyeballs out. It goes like this. There's a piece of all the tree down the road here from me. About 4'2", but he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my old Aunt June bought some brand new perfume. It had such a sweet smelling peel, but to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old Mountain Dew. Preacher rode by with his head heisted high, said his wife had been down with the flu, and he thought that I ought just to set him a pour of that good old Mountain Dew. my brother Bill. He's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old mountain dew. Nice coming out there. I learned that little tune while I was in the army. Yeah, I was in there for a little while. When I first got that little greeting card telling you you're already in, whether you know it or not, why. I was a long ways away from home, and the fella says the only way you're going to get back in time is to ride a train back. Well, I never had been on a train before, and you know how the seats are lined up along on each side of the car, and then in the back there's a little compartment back there where you wash your face and brush your teeth and things like that, you know. Well, I thought I'd wash my face, and I run back there, and I never seen as many people wanting to wash their face in my life. Well, I elbowed my way up in there, and we was all lined up along the wall there, washing our face, and I had up a lather that wouldn't quit, you know. And the fella next to me, he was washing his face, too. I got to washing my face so fast that my face slipped out of my hand over into his hands, and he never did know the difference. He just kept on. Finally, I says, "Pardon me, mister, but you're washing my face." And he says, "Well, I thought there's something the matter because this one keeps a talking and I ain't said a word." Well, I rode on till that night. I had to stay in a little hotel, and that hotel had the littlest rooms that you ever seen. My room was so little that every time I'd laugh, my teeth had scraped the wall. I had a little dog with me, and he couldn't wag his tail this way. I had to wag it up and down. Well, I was sitting there getting unpacked, and I heard some woman just a-screaming. Well, it like to have scared me to death, and I run out the door and down the hall to where she is at, and she is a-standing looking out the window just a-screaming. I says, "What in the world is the matter with you?" She says she was mad as fire. She says, "I'm going to leave this hotel right now. I never was so embarrassed." Well, I says, "What's the matter?" She says, "I wish you'd look out that window over yonder and that other window. There's a man over there in front of the window taking a bath." Well, I looked out the window, and I says, "Well, that's all right. That's one of them high windows, and you can't see but from here up." And she says, "You just get up on that dresser over there." While I was at that hotel, I learned a little song that maybe some of you's heard on one of these graphophone records. It goes something like this. I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair, up and down someday that I'd come back and be met from the start. Hey, oh, my Louisville, the hometown of my heart. There's bound to be a gal somewhere that you like best of all. My lives down in Louisville, she's long and she is tall. But she's the gun she can't find around it through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart in hand. Stand it, I can, I'll tell you that. I learned that little tune a while ago, that and I just played from a bald-headed uncle of mine. You all ought to see him. He's so bald-headed that he has to draw a chalk mark up here to tell how far up to wash his face. He keeps a little shoe store down at home, and he sold a lot of shoes down there, and I was in there talking to him not long ago, and we was standing there, and there's an old maid come in to get a pair of shoes, and she was a-sitting there, and my bald-headed uncle was a-trying some shoes on her, and she couldn't see very well. And she happened to glance down and seen his bald head a-shining. Well, so right straight, she thought it was her bare knee a-showing. And she jerked her skirt down over his head and might near it smothered into the... Nearly every time we get a letter from the little folks, they always want to hear this old tune about the old coon dog. So we're sure gonna do it right now. Then I'll get out of here. Oh, rattle on, the good old dog by the creek and wee. Every night at some time I please the dog to see. Yeah, rattle, dog, dog, yeah, rattle, yeah. Oh, rattle, bum, bum. Grandma had a yeller hen, we set her as you know. We set her on 3 buzzard eggs, had you hatched out 1 old crow. Yeah, rattle, help, help, yeah, rattle, yeah. When she's born, it took a jaybird 40 years to fly from horn to horn. Here, rattle, help, help, here, rattle, help. Here, rattle, help. I'll climb them Blue Ridge Mountains, they're 47 miles around. Think I'll get me a sage axe and cut them mountains down. Here, rattle, help, help, here, rattle, help. All around from the barn, here, rattle, help.
That was Grandpa Jones. Well, come on back and take a bow, Grandpa. That's so easy. Come on out here. We're going to... I'll tell you what we'll let you do. We'll let you go backstage and catch your breath, Grandpa, if you come
I need to.
I reckon.
That rattler liked to got it.
Yeah. You go back and catch your breath, and we'll just get you back out of here very shortly.
All right. Yeah,
okay,
that's
a good deal. All right. Here's Bob Keefe. This is the man who produces Gay Time, Bob Keefe.
Thank you, Connie B. Gay. But the thanks are going the wrong way, because everybody out there tonight, a few people in particular, are mighty, mighty interested in what Connie B. Gay has done. Two evidences of such are on the stage right now. They're very pretty, there are a lot of flowers, and in the flowers are 1,000, 1,000,000 good wishes for Connie B. Gay and Gay Time and its future here in Constitution Hall. I would like to say, before I turn you back to Connie, and before he goes on with some more picking and singing, that the flowers over here on my left are good wishes to Connie B. Gay from William Stark and Hinkle, who have done so much to keep him where he is. And not only that, we have more on the right from Mr. Church, who is just one. He is just one of 1,000,000 sponsors who thank the lucky day they got to know Connie B. Gay. Thank you for Connie B. Gay.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to go back to Arlington and go in the florist business. I think I never saw so many flowers in my life. They're beautiful. Thanks a lot to a wonderful advertising agency, William Stark and Hinkle. And if I could think of their phone number, I'd tell you what it was. And the other one is the man that gives you that little juice that you squirt on those little bugs that I'm always talking about. We call it Wonder Spray. Yes, sir. Friends, I'm going to stop here just for a moment and tell you a little something about our next week's program. We're just getting warmed up. We haven't even hardly gotten started yet, but I want to tell you about next week's Gay Time. We're going to have approximately 50 artists for you here again next Saturday night. And we're going to have as our special guests, first from Cincinnati, Ohio, station WLW, we'll have Hank Penny, one of the best singers in the country. Hank has recently returned from the West Coast. He's doing a great job in Cincinnati, Ohio. Then from the world-famous WWVA Jamboree down in Wheeling, West Virginia, we're going to have that great songster, Hawkshaw Hawkins. So we'd like to invite you back next Saturday night, of course, to meet Hank Penny, to meet Hawkshaw Hawkins, and a host of others. It'll be Gay Time again next Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I'd like to tell you that it really is wonderful to have you out here tonight having so much fun. I'm happy to say, and I regret to say all in the same breath, that we had to turn away between 1,000 and 2,000 people outside tonight. So thanks to about 4,000 of you who are here and to the other 1,000 or 2,000 who came, Gay Time is now officially open and is on its way. I'd like to pause here if it's time to do so. Yes, I see it's just about time to pause and say to our friends out on the radio audience that if you have requests that you'd like for us to do here on Gay Time, just drop a card to Gay Time, Gay Time, Arlington, Virginia. Just drop a card or a letter. All of you out there in Radio Land, we extend to you also our hand to come in here and help us have fun on Saturday night. I want to say that this program is coming your way over station WWDC-FM in Washington, D.C. We move along with Gay Time now, and it's time for some more music. We have a new group here we'd like for you to meet. They call themselves the Southern Serenaders in the opening. A little closer up here to the mic, boys, with Ragtime Annie. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. All right. Friends, I want you to know that tonight's program is being dedicated to the American Cancer Society's current drive. I want you to know that you can make your contributions simply by addressing Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, Washington, D.C. Now let's move along here, and we have Hink and Bob Dean to sing a number that they recently recorded on, well, I think it's a D.C. label, Maple on the Hill.
Producer of the show and my very fine associate, Bob Keith, and he has a visitor with him.
Yes, we have a visitor with us tonight, and he's going to give you a message, and it may be just a little bit of the warning in the message. And speaking of warnings, way back in the beginning we said something about no smoking. That's a warning, too. It still goes. And now I'd like to take very great pleasure in introducing to you Mr. Millard West. He is the vice chairman of the American Cancer Campaign for Washington, D.C. And for his message, here is Mr. West.
Thanks very much, Bob Keith, and all you very fine people here at Gay Time. Cancer's honored to have this initial program, Connie Gay's, dedicated to them. The American Cancer Society feels that its workers have toiled with somewhat the same spirit of goodwill that Connie and all the people here are giving tonight. You know, I can tell you about the program of the American Cancer Society in a lot of words, but I'll just take three words. The three words are research, education, and service. Now, April, as you know, is Cancer Month. That's the month we go after the money. But all year long, we have education through our district chapter here and through chapters in every state in the Union. And we're going to have research and more research in the next several years because we've got the know-how. which we haven't had too much in the past. And we've got a lot of very fine people who are dedicating their time to cancer and cancer research. As far as service, we have clinics. We have clinics in the metropolitan areas all over the country. And we're going to have clinics in the small community so that anybody who's afflicted with the dread disease of cancer will have a clinic nearby. Now, we need your help. And you know, there are two ways that you can give us that help. One, you can put your contribution in an envelope and just address it to Cancer, C-A-N-C-E-R, Cancer, Washington, D.C. And the other thing you can do, you can tell all your friends about the program of the American Cancer Society. Thanks again, Bob, and thanks so much, Connie.
Thanks a lot, Millard West, Vice Chairman of the American Cancer Society Drive. We go along with Gay Time now, and back to the Southern Serenaders. This time, Bob Dean is going to sing Easy to Please.
I'm feeling kind of crazy, feeling kind of wild. Gonna see my baby, for she's my honey child. She's skinny as a beanpole, ugly as can be. But when it comes to loving, she's good enough for me, 'cause I'm so easy to please. 'Cause I'm so easy to please. Give me a yeah on my knee, and I'm so easy to please. Tell you, mister, she can make it bomb. Her hair is kind of brindle, her nose is out of place. She's not so bad to look at if you can see her face, 'cause I'm so easy to please. 'Cause I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knee, and I'm so easy. There's gonna be a wedding. I found my little bride. I will be so happy with her by my side. Now, after we get married, wherever I may roam, I'll know there's none as homely as the one I've got at home. 'Cause I'm so easy to please. 'Cause I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knee, and I'm so easy to please.
Bob Dean singing Easy to Please. All right, thanks a lot, Bob Dean. Now let's have a little of that turkey in the straw. What do you say? Thank you.
the Southern Serenader. You know what time it is now? Why, my goodness gracious, it's square dance time. Let's have an old-fashioned square dance. Here's Ralph Case and his famous square dancers. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, ha, ha. Oh, Joan Anderson. Circle now. Yeah. The other way back, and make your feet go wady-whack. Swing, swing, everybody swing. Promenade around the ring with your big feet up, your little feet down. I hurry, your boy, go halfway round. First couple, take the lady by the wrist and around the gal with a great one twist. Back in the center with a hallback, see it around that guy you didn't see. And circle for the same old boy.
Square dance, the famous Ralph Case square dancers. All right, it's time to move along here. We have a new group we want you to meet. They're just about as good as you ever see. They call themselves the Georgia Boys, and they're leading off with Steel Guitar Rag. Thank you. The Georgia Boys and Steel Guitar Rag. Now it's time to hear from two of them, Smitty and Smiley, wandering down the railroad track. Smiley, wandering down the railroad track. Now comes time for a little different tempo, and this one is Wabash Blues.
Thank you.
crowd. Thanks a lot. We're moving things around a little bit up here so you can see this next act. It's a little different from anything else we've had on the stage. We'd like for you to meet the gentleman and his boys. It's Bill Town and his Memphis Bell boys. Let's give them a hand and get all the boys out here. All right, Bill, just take it, my boy. Bill Town and his Memphis Bell boys. Just slip right on up there and let them dance. That's how I'm tuning, boys. What do you see anything. That was Bill Town and his Memphis Bell boys. They did a mighty cute job of it. Once again, it's time for me to remind you that next Saturday night on Gay Time, we'll have 3 hours. It'll come your way the same way it's coming tonight. It'll come from Constitution Hall and it'll run from 8 till 11. We'll have as our special guest from Cincinnati, Ohio, a great singer, Hank Pennin. We'll have from WWVA Wheeling, West Virginia, Hawkshaw Hawkins. Now, it's just about halfway time on Gay Time. See what I mean? We're going to have a big show, and a lot of it, just half of the time is gone. And it's time for me to say to you folks out in Radio Land, wherever you are, that this is WWDC-FM, Washington, D.C. All right, it's time to go ahead and let's listen to the Georgia Boys again in G, But I Feel Blue.
But I feel blue whenever I think of you, little sweetheart, when we're far apart. If you care for me like I care for you, then you'll understand my poor heart. Tell me that you love me, oh tell me that you care. Tell me that you'll always be mine, my dear. Gee, but I feel blue whenever I think of you, little sweetheart, when we're far apart. Thank you. feel blue whenever I think of you. Little sweetheart, when we're far apart, if you care for me like I care for you, then you'll understand my poor heart. Tell me that you love me, oh, tell me that you care. Tell me that you'll always be mine, my dear. Gee, but I feel blue whenever I
sweetheart can live far apart. There you have. There you have the Georgia Boys. And gee, but I feel blue. Now here's a boy that we want you to meet. He's a local boy. His name is Pete Foster, and he's gonna sing Each Minute Seems a Million Years.
I have no record now of time, for you are all that's on my mind. I think of you both night and day, each hour, each minute you're away. Was it days or years since we met? Oh, how many hours now have passed? I must thousand tears, each minute seems a million years. At night I go to bed and then I pray that you'll come back again. When sleep will come to drown my fears, each minute seems a million years.
All right, sir, that's Pete Foster. He won a little contest for us the other night. Mighty fine voice. Now it's time for a tune. I believe this one, I don't know whether it's an instrumental tune or not, but it's Flop-Eared Mule, boys.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yes, it's an instrumental. Listen to the mule. There you go.
I've noticed all evening long that you're the folks that appreciate good music. So we've got a parcel of it here, and I've kind of hoped that I'm going to be invited your way again, and I'll bring towels next time, folks, in the first row. I do like the turkey gobble. I've kind of copied about every turkey gobbler or yodeler I've ever heard, and it pays off now and then. I get a compliment. Just a couple days ago, I played at a little show for some boys in Baltimore. One about the size of that little tyke going up the aisle now. And he come down and said, Slim, will you please sing that yodel song just once more? It was something like that last thingamajig we did. And I did it once more. He said, well, will you please sing it again? So I sang it three times. He said, well, Slim, I'd like to have you sing it once more. I sang it four times, five times. And on the fifth time, I felt so doggone proud of myself. I says, sonny, you really like my yodeling, don't you? And he says, well, shucks, no, it ain't the yodeling so much. I just like to watch your Adam's apple go up and down. Yeah. So we're going to get away from the turkey gobbles for just a minute. I've got a little song that I wrote myself. I made it up out of my own head, and I've saved it just for an occasion such as this where I have a whole lot of people to try it out on. I made it up out of my own head, and I did. I've got three or four chords of kindling wood left to write two or three more just like it, too. I call it Teardrops in Time. Well, teardrops in time mend an aching heart. Well, teardrops in time bring joy when we're apart. Are you sure I'll forget that you were ever mine? Are you sure I'll forget in teardrops in time? When I'm all alone and blue, counting all the years, will my memories of you bring a smile or tears? How can I erase these memories of mine and mend an aching heart in teardrops and time? Now when I'm all alone and blue, counting all the years, will my memories of you bring a smile or tears? How can I memories of mine and mend an aching heart in teardrops and time. Thank you a whole lot. Well, we're going to do away with the chatter and get busy with another turkey gobble now. It's one that you've heard about every yodeler do, and naturally, I like it, too. It's just that old familiar yodeling song called Chime Bells in a fast three, boys. High on the mountain, so happy and free, my little true love is waiting for me. Out on the lake as we drift with the tide, we hear those chime bells ring. Chime bells are ringing, oh, yodeloo. Mockingbird singing, yodeloo. Sleep, little lover, yodeloo. Early one summer's eve, yodel-a-dee, oh, yodel-a-dee, oh, yodel-a-dee. Now moonbeams are shining as I kiss her there, mockingbird singing, perfume filled the air. Each little star seemed to twinkle with glee as heaven smiled on me. Chime bells are ringing, oh, yodel-a-dee, mockingbird singing, yodel-a-dee. Sleep, little lover, yodel-a-dee. Early one summer's eve, yodel yay, oh, yodel yay, oh, yodel dee, yodel yay, yodel dee, 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 yodel dee,
very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Slim Stewart. All right, it's time for some more real old-time hillbilly fiddling and picking around here. And once again, it's the Free State Ramblers. All right, boys, let's have it. This one is called the Dixon County Blues. have another one. Let's have another one, boys, and this time it's Lost Train Blues. Old-time tunes, that's what I really call teamwork. And speaking of teamwork, the story of the work of the American Cancer Society is one of the best examples of teamwork that you'll find anywhere. Teamwork is one of the things that has made America the greatest nation in the world. When you think of the American Cancer Society, you might think of it in terms of the fundraising campaign during April. That's surely worth thinking about, because everyone should be conscious of the financial needs of a grand organization like the American Cancer Society. But I like to think of the year-round teamwork of the Society. Every day, year in and year out, the American Cancer Society is working hand-in-hand with doctors and research scientists to conquer this dreaded disease. This teamwork will eventually win this battle. In the meantime, do you want to get on the team? I'll tell you how. Just put your contribution in an envelope and mail it to Cancer, Washington, D.C. It's just as easy as that to get on this team. Now, here's a fine team. Once again, the Blue Melody Boys. And I think it's appropriate that they do this number tonight. It's one that was written by none other than Grandpa Jones. And it's called A Tragic Romance.
Pines and the rocks and the rills. There stands my old homestead of long, long ago, with dreams of my sweetheart, the girl I love so. I'll tell you the reason why I left her there, to roam this old world with its sorrow and care. I saw her one night in the arms of a man, hugging and kissing as true lovers can. I went to my home with a heart full of woe, packed my belongings determined to go. For many long years through this world did I roam, with thoughts of my darling, my sweetheart, my own. Now take. Chance to sit down. While talking of lovers, I happened to find sister was that old sweetheart of mine. I was the one you saw there that night, wrapped in the arms of my sister so tight. She waited so long for the day you'd return. Why you had left her, she never had learned.
Blue Melody Boys, Patrick Roman. And now it's the spiritual. The Blue Melody Boys are going to do It's Mansions for Me. Yes, sir, our own band from a little station across the river over here that we call WARL in Arlington, Virginia. I think I can say that over WWDC-FM because we call their signals on our station, too. And here's the leader man of our band, the Carolina woodchopper, Clyde Moody, singing a song that he made famous and that carried him up the ladder, Shenandoah Waltz.
In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia lives a girl who is waiting just for me. Many times we have walked in the moonlight, in her lovely arms I long to be. I miss her smile. Misses me too. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, I know that her love is still true. Thank you. of Virginia, lives a girl who is waiting just for me. Many times we have waltzed in the moonlight, in her lovely arms I long to be. I miss her smile in the moonlight, I know she misses me too. In the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia,
so much. We'd like to, we were mentioning WARL a while ago. We don't want to steal anybody's radio audiences, but we would like to invite you to listen to some hillbilly programs we have over there. You know, we have one every morning from 6 o'clock till 8:45. We call Let's Be Gay. We're at 780 on your dial. We aren't on at night. We go on at 6 o'clock in the morning. And every day at noon, we have a little session that we call Town and Country Time. Runs from 12 till 1:30. And you'll hear these boys on Town and Country Time Monday through Saturday. Right now it's time for the Wheeler Brothers, and everywhere they go, they get requests for this one. It's a bad, bad song about a bad, bad subject. Cigarettes, whiskey, and wild, wild women.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and...
Your turn, Joe.
Once I was happy and had a good wife.
I used to have a little puppy dog.
I had enough money to last me for life.
That's before you joined the picking outfit, weren't you?
I met with a gal and we went on a spree. She started me smoking and drinking whiskey.
Hold it!
What's the matter?
I don't drink nothing stronger than pop.
Just a minute. What did you say?
I said, I don't drink anything stronger than pop. But you'd be surprised what pop drinks.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Your turn, Joe. Go ahead, it's all yours.
Now I am feeble and broken with age.
You don't look very old.
The lines on my face make a well-written page.
Mine make a whole book.
I'm leaving this message, how sad but how true. Old whiskey and women and what they can do.
What they done did.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Don't let me pick again.
Yeah, I think I am.
Sing
it right on the cross at the head of my grave.
Poor old Joe.
For whiskey and women, here lies a poor slave.
Poor old thing, bless his little heart.
Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend.
I'm a warning.
And write in big letters these words at the end.
Kilroy was here.
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. I want to remind the friends in Radio Land that you're listening to Gay Time from Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. I have a message for the people in Radio Land, too, and that is, come on up to Constitution Hall next Saturday night and join the 4,000 people who will be here witnessing this wonderful folk music show. And any of you who are listening who'd like to engage any of the artists whom you're witnessing on the stage or whom you're listening to on the radio, if you'll write to Gay Time in Arlington, Virginia, we'll be glad to send them into your communities. Just address your comments, your suggestions, your requests to Gay Time, Arlington, Virginia. Now Gay Time moves along, and we have the Carolina Wood Chopper Clyde Moody and the Blind Minstrel Pete Castle in a duet. All right. This time, it's Columbus Stockade Blues.
Way down in Columbus, Georgia, won't be back in Tennessee. Way down in Columbus, Stockade, friends have turned their backs on me. Go ahead. Your mind, oh Lord, for in your heart you love another. Leave a little darling, I don't mind. Oh, delay, ooh, 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 ooh.
Time, some of the best fiddling in this country by one of the world's best fiddlers, Chubby Wise, and it's Peacock Rag.
Thank you.
Vic Johnson. I can't even get your name out. Boy, Vic Johnson. And a nice little tune called Live and Learn.
Today the storm clouds gathered all about me. Because you said our path of life had turned. Now you're leaving without telling me the reason. But I suppose I'll have to live and learn. I thought that I had found true love in you, dear. But someone else has made your poor heart yearn. And only time will let me know the answer. So I suppose I'll have to live and learn. The clouds you may have covered up the sunshine. I'll be in darkness until you return. I just can't help but wonder why you're leaving. But I suppose I'll have to live and learn. Tonight I'm drifting on a sea of sorrow. My poor heart's pining for the tide to turn. But only time will let me know the answer. So I suppose I'll have to live and learn.
Thank you. That's Vic Johnson singing Live and Learn. Now let's have some more mouth harp blowing around here. Where's that boy that blows 25 harmonicas and blowing them all around the world? Here he is, Tex Cherry, and it's Missouri. But they walk right up, the lovely Darnell sisters. And it's the leaf of love.
The leaf of love is slowly falling, like winter storm with rain and snow. Didn't think
And Frank Robinson, come on up here. Let's hear one from you. This time, Frank, I believe yours is Baby Doll.
Right. Oh, Baby Doll, oh, you're the one that I adore. You see, and me, you're the one I've waited for. Every time I look into your eyes of blue, the hand. We'll stroll down the aisle up to that preacher man. He'll pronounce us man and wife. Then you'll belong to me for life. That's the way I want it, baby doll.
Okay, man.
Time moves along now, and comes time for those Memphis bellboys again. His name, the man who makes a move, is named Bill Town. They're called the Memphis bellboys. Get the bellboys going, Bill. Move up a little closer, and let's try our hand with Golden Slippers. Straight from Memphis, the bellboys. Now, we've had somebody from Memphis, we've had somebody from North Carolina, we've had somebody from Tennessee, just about every state that I can think of except we haven't had anybody yet from the Lone Star State. So what do you say? He's more recently from Hollywood, California. He came all the way from Hollywood to be here tonight. Oh, here he is. T-Texas Tyler, come on. I saw the sweet double. T-Texas Tyler.
Remember me when the candlelight's are gleaming.
Remember
me as we go to a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming. Just to know you still remember me. A brighter face may take my place when we're apart, dear. Sweeter smile, love more bold and free. But in the end, fair weather friends may break your heart, dear. If they do, sweetheart, remember me.
Remember me
when the candlelight's a-gleaming.
Remember
me at the close of a long, long day. It could be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming. Just to know you still remember me. You told me once that you were mine alone forever. And I was yours till the end of eternity. But all those vows are broken now and we will never be the same. Except in memory.
Remember me
when the candlelight's are gleaming.
Remember
me after a long, long day. It could be so sweet when all alone I'm dreaming. Just to know you still remember me. The sweetest songs belong to lovers in the gloaming. Sweetest days are days that used to be. The saddest words I ever heard were words of parting. When you said, sweetheart, remember me. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming.
Remember
me at the cold of a long, long day. It would be so sweet when all. Just to know you still remember me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take this. That's great. T-Tex Tyler will be back in just a second. In the meantime, I want to tell you, I think this is a good chance to do this, that when, after the show is over tonight, hey, you know what? Hey, when you hear that one, that's his last one. You don't want to hear that one now. No, sorry, because that's the last one he sings. I want to tell you that when you go out tonight, you can get a souvenir folder of T-Texas Tyler outside the door and one of old Leatherbridge's songbooks. Grandpa Jones has got his picture on it. It has a whole lot of hits here. It's about 42 pages, 44, something like this. And this is that beautiful songbook, or not a songbook, it's a souvenir folder of T-Texas Tyler. So as you go out tonight in the lobbies, you'll find both of these. You can pick them up. And I don't know what it takes to pick them up with, but you'll find out when you get out there. Right now, I got to say that you're listening to Gay Time from world-famous Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. Tonight's program stars T-Texas Tyler, Grandpa Jones, and a host of others, 50 in all. I'd like to say to the audience in Radio Land and to you who are gathered here that you can buy your tickets for next Saturday night's Gay Time starting Monday morning about 9 or 9:15 or 9:30 down at Ballard's in Washington. That's at 13th and G, and it's best to get them early if you don't want to have the same fate that fell to about between 1,000 and 2,000 persons who were turned away at the door tonight for lack of seats.
So get your tickets early next week at Ballard's or either one of the two Clyde Moody record stores. You'll find one in Washington, one in Alexandria. Get your tickets early and be back here next Saturday night. Now, back to the man with a million friends, T. Texas Tyler.
Thank you, friends. Thank you very much. Thanks a million to you, Mr. Gay. Friends and neighbors, right now, if I may, I'd like to sing for you a little tune that I recorded a long, long time ago, written by my very good friend, the late Jack Guthrie. We hope you enjoyed it. It's called Oklahoma Hills, right down there where I was born. Here's where it goes.
Many months has come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Well, I feel that in those hills I still belong. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I belong. Way down yonder in the Choctaw Nation, the cowboy life was my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from a place I rode my little pony through the draw. While the oak and blackjack trees kiss those playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I belong. Way down yonder in the Choctaw Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Choctaw Nation, the cowboy's life was occupation in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Thank you, friends, very, very much. I appreciate that wonderful hand very, very much, too. And I'd like to remind you folks, if I may, that I was born right down there on the Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas line, right down there in the hills, and where the song originated, the Oklahoma Hills, where we used to go to church on Sundays. Everybody went to church on Sundays in them days. And I'd like to remind me of the song that I'm about to sing for you. Hope you enjoy it. These are the kind of songs that I love to sing, and I hope you folks enjoy it as much as I enjoy singing it for you. It's about a little old white church. Here's where it goes. The little country church. There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with our friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. I wish that today all the people would pray as they did in the old country church. There with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with our friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Thanks a lot, friends. Thank you very much. Have another number. If you folks just stand it, I'd like to sing for you. A number that I recorded with my band. I have a Western Swing band out on the West Coast. And this is one that I recorded with the band. In 1903, this was number one on the hit parade in the United States. By George, I've been trying to bring it back for about 3 years. It's been recorded. Never has hit very big, but we hope to one of these days. I like it very well. It's about a little boy and a little girl in a little red book. Here's where it goes. In my little red book, I see somehow all the girls that I knew, and I'm wondering who can be kissing them now. Down to memory lane, I love to look at the little blue sighs and the little white lies in the little red book. But there's one girl I had a yen for way back in 1943. She's the one I could go looking for if she'd come back to me. Everybody but her I'd overlook. I'd have only one flame, there'd be only one name in my little red book. In my little red book, page 1 to 10. That's my personal file, and I wonder if I'll ever see them again. There's a trip to the moon, a little trip I took with the girl who became nothing more than a name in my little red book. But there's one girl whose name is printed in the middle of page 3. If that girl even hit it, I'd never forget that girl. Everybody but her I'd overlook. I'd have only one flame, there'd be only one name in my little red book. Thank you, friends. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. Friends and neighbors, once again, I'd like to remind you folks that certainly it's been a pleasure to appear before you wonderful folks here at Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. It's something that I never expected to appear to such wonderful folks as you folks are in such a wonderful nationally known hall as this is, Constitution Hall. And I'm mighty proud to be part, as I said before, of the initiative program, Connie B. Gay's Gay Time, along with my good friend Grandpa Jones and Clyde Moody. And I know, folks, that you folks are going to support Mr. Gay in his wonderful attempt to bring Western music, folk, American folk music, to a key position in America where it rightly belongs. And I know that you folks are going to support him and tell your friends about the wonderful show that can be had, the concerts of American folk music, every Saturday night right here at Constitution Hall. Next Saturday night, too, two very good friends of mine are very special guests here. Good old Hank Penny and Hawkshaw Hawkins are going to be here, and that's next Saturday night. And friends, until I see you again in person or again on the air, this is T. Texas Tyler and a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casina. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. And after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out, but this one boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant who commanded the boys in church saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir. What have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man who's ever punished." "Well, you see, sir, we'd been on the march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. You see, sir, when I see the ace, it reminds me that there's but one God. And when I see the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the three, it reminds me of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, it reminds me of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the six, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And when I see the seven, it reminds me that on the seventh day God rested from his great work. When I see the eight spot, it reminds me of the 8 righteous persons who God saved when he destroyed this earth. That was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, it reminds me of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, it reminds me of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. And when I see the king, it reminds me once again that there's but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, it reminds me of the blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a year, in a quarter. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. So you see, sir, my deck of cards serves me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know because I was that soldier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, T. Texas Tyler. Well, it's time for a little fiddling here again. Chubby Wise, how about coming up there? Come up there and let us have the old Listen to the Mockingbird.
This is a little tune called When Rose blowed her nose on her clothes, the Lord knows her hose showed.
No, it's a little tune that maybe you've heard on the records called It's a Rainin', Rainin' Here This Morning. You ready, boys? Here we go. Oh, it's rainin', rainin', rainin' here this morning. And I sit in jail and hang my head in shame. With a smile, I try to greet each other dawning. But they've given me a number for my name. Many little raindrops are falling close to me. Streams and rivers just as muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning as the Mississippi flows on to the sea. How I wish that I could see my little darling and hold her in my arm just as before. Oh, she used to tell me every day she loved me, but now she doesn't love me anymore. She knew I wasn't guilty of this one crime, and said that she'd be waiting here for me, but she has found somebody else to wonder, when the Mississippi flows on to the sea. That taught me that tune, he had more money than all the rest of us put together. I think at one time they said he had around $28 in the bank. Anyhow, he was the first fella around home there to ever build one of these modern houses. And let me tell you, he had a house there that was as fine as you ever seen it. He had a room in there for everything. First time I was over there, he says, come on, let me take you through the house and show you the different rooms in it and what they're for. I said, all right. So we started in. He said, now this here is the bedroom. He said, you see that bed over there in the corner? He says, that's a fine old bed and it's worth a lot of money. Why, he says that bed goes back to Louis the 14th. Well, I said, we got one over at the house that goes back to Sears Roebuck, the 15th. Then he says, now this next room here is the living room. He said, that's the living room. Well, now, over at our place, we live all over the house. We don't sit there and live in one room. Finally, he says, I've got to go and cut a little stove wood to get dinner with, so you go ahead and look over the house yourself. Well, I got to wandering around back in there, and I come across a little room that I don't think they aim for me to find. It is sort of shelved off like they're ashamed of it or something. But I found it. Just in time. And it had one of the prettiest white horse troughs in it that you ever seen. Looked like it never had been drunk out of. And I found out a little later just to wash all over yourself in. But a sticking on the wall over here was a little white bowl-like thing with a couple of spouts on it. Now, it is to wash your face in. But it was no count. It had a hole in the bottom of it, and the water had run right out. Finally, I stuck a corn cob down in it. It's all right. I know what you said. Be ashamed of myself, I do. I was gonna whittle me out a pipe out of it, sure enough. But over on the other side was the prettiest thing of all. It set about this high. Right out in the middle of the floor there. So you couldn't miss it, and it... It is to wash your feet in. It is the handiest thing you've ever seen. You could wash one foot and then jerk a little lever and get some clean water. My aunt lost nearly all the knives and forks before she found out it wasn't the dishwasher. It had two lids on it. One right on top of the other. I never did figure out why they had two lids on it. Unless it was because that bottom one was mighty near it wore out. It had a big hole. Them lids kept a falling down and hitting my shins when I'd wash my feet, that is. So I took a screwdriver and took them off and put them in my suitcase and took them home with me. Ma made the prettiest breadboard out of that top one here. Hate to tell you what they done with that oven. They framed my picture in it. But I'll tell you, folks come for miles around and said I look just as natural, just like I was a sitting there. Goes something like this.
Once Uncle Sam says, get your hat and come along with me. We got a little job to do for across the sea. And now that we have done that job, we got two stars of our own. Well, get things ready for me, mom, cause I'm coming home. I ain't had no fried chicken since I left old Alabama. No pumpkin pie, no turnip green, not even my smoke out ham. But I've stuffed myself as fit as rare when I get back on the phone. Well, get things ready for me, mom, cause I'm coming home.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bridget. And now you know what? It's square dance time again. Yes, sir. Ralph Case and his famous square dancers. And boys, it's a hot time in the old town tonight.
He circled left and round. Turn up. The other way.